Oh, my goodness, Randall. We have had more than 900 growers as of about a week ago. So I would not be surprised if we are getting close to the 1,000 mark. And my guess is that when it's all said and done, we will have several thousand applications, which is great news because we have an immediate need to get 6 million new citrus trees in the ground to stabilize the industry.
But Dantzler does have an update on some information he earlier passed along.
One of the things that I said in a previous interview turned out to be incorrect. I said that the tree assistance program would work only if you were replacing citrus trees with other citrus trees. That has turned out to be incorrect. Washington has given us a new interpretation of that. And now, as long as the crop is appropriate for that geographic region, and if you are marketing the crop, then you can go to an alternative crop. For example, if someone wanted to replace citrus trees with, say, peach trees or citrus trees with blueberry bushes, that would be allowed. We had been saying that it was only citrus to citrus, like Hamlins to Valencias or even oranges to grapefruit. But we have now been told that we can go to alternative crops as long as the crop is appropriate for the area, and that's determined by the county committee, and the fruit is being marketed.
So he encourages citrus growers to stop by their local FSA office to sign up.
The first thing the growers will do is fill out a qualification form. We want to make sure that they don't exceed the adjusted gross income limitation or there is some reason that they would not be eligible for the program. We don't want to waste their time or ours, frankly. But assuming they qualify and assuming they want to participate, then they would begin the process of filling out the requisite forms and getting our field supervisors to take a look at their groves and do the things necessary for the program to work the way it's intended.
And Dantzler told me he is pleased with the way things have gone this far with this new program.
I'm anxious. I've had a few sleepless nights. I feel almost like I am yellowtail snapper fishing down in the Keys. I've got all the fish chummed up to the back of the boat. Now we're trying to figure out what to do about it because the growers have really responded, and trying to process this great number of applications is going to be a real challenge, but a good one. And I'm hoping it's going to be viewed in history as a landmark event that helps save the industry.
Again, for more information, simply contact your local FSA office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.